A landmark decision today from the United States Supreme Court. By a vote of 5-4, the justices ruled that the Second Amendment guarantees individuals the right to own guns. It was the first time the court has ever said definitely that the right is not limited to people serving in the military. Justice Scalia wrote the majority opinion. Joining him were Justices Alito, Kennedy, Thomas, and Chief Justice Roberts. Dissenting were Justices Stevens, Breyer, Ginsburg, and Souter. The ruling struck down the strictest gun control law in the country, the District of Columbia's ban on owning handguns. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Plenty of people here are cheering for Jillian St. Lawrence, one of the district's residents who helped conquer D.C.'s handgun ban.
After being involved in this case for 6 years, I'm finally going to be able to defend myself in my own home.
But don't go looking for people cheering in the Trinidad neighborhood in Northeast D.C.
So what does that mean, that people are going to be able to get guns? Oh, no, I hope not.
Barbara Anison, 60, has lived in Trinidad for 30 years. She had a hard time believing the Supreme Court overturned the district's ban on handguns.
Don't we have enough crime out here and killing and everybody they already getting the guns, but this way everybody, you know, and you can walk the street and somebody just power you.
Her tree-lined neighborhood got a national spotlight recently when D.C.'s police set up a military-style checkpoint after a spate of violence that left 7 people dead in Northeast D.C. in 24 hours. Now, the highest court in the land has ruled that individuals have the right to own guns as a means of self-defense.
Well, then good. I'm going to get me one because that's what it's going to come to. We're going to be like the OK Corral.
That's 46-year-old Angela Briscoe, who lives off 16th Street here. She and her friend Michelle Johnson were outside having pizza for lunch. Briscoe and Johnson didn't think much of the court's distinction between legal guns and illegal guns.
We all know the illegal guns was out here killing people.
Johnson nodded at her 4-year-old daughter, Ariel.
It's upsetting because little kids like my daughter would think if she sees something like that, it's fun to play with.
They said Washington, D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty was just in their neighborhood. Ariel met him, and he knows how they feel. But they're going to tell him again just to make sure. While they were talking about calling the mayor, Fenty was telling reporters he believes that more handguns will only lead to more handgun violence.
Again, as mayor of the District of Columbia, I think I speak for the near unanimous population here in the city when we say we're disappointed. We wish the ruling had gone the other way, but that we stand here and we respect the court's power to make this ruling.
Acting Attorney General Peter Nichols said the city would set up a hotline for residents once it decides how to deal with the decision.
Now, let me be very clear. You cannot go out today if you have a handgun and carry it around. This is not open season with handguns. We are going to strictly regulate the registration of handguns.
Ron Moten with the anti-violence group Peaceaholics called it a sad day for D.C.
We don't believe that people really understand the magnitude that this decision will have. We already have a black market in D.C. where drugs and guns are being smuggled from Maryland, Virginia, and beyond. What this would do is open up the drug market even more in D.C. where people will be selling guns, buying guns, selling guns.
He said he believes the decision will only make his group's work harder. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.